FM.
Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. The National Cabinet has broken and the PM has given an update on sending kids back to school. Scott Morrison says the 4 square metre rule won't apply in the classroom or the 1.5 metre social distancing guidelines.
I can't be more clear than that. The advice cannot be more clear than that. The 1.5 metre in classrooms and the 4 square metre rule is not a requirement of the expert medical advice in classrooms.
The Porsche driver who allegedly fled the scene of a freeway crash which killed 4 police officers has fronted Melbourne court and remains in custody. He's been charged with driving, drug and bail related offences, set to return to court in July. Meantime, detectives are still waiting to speak to the truck driver. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton has told Seven they will find out what happened.
There's no indication of terrorism or anything like that at this stage, but the whole totality of the circumstance from closed circuit television, from the reconstruction by our Major Collision Investigation Unit, we think we'll be able to ascertain the full picture.
Well, the National Cabinet has expressed their condolences to the families of the victims. Australia Federal Police have seized over $80 million worth of liquid meth that was concealed in water bottles. Two men aged 48 and 33 have since been charged in Sydney and refused bail. And Ben Cousins will be spending his 42nd birthday behind bars after facing court in Perth today. The former AFL star has been accused of stalking and repeatedly breaching a restraining order, as well as fresh drug charges. To sport, Rugby Australia chairman Paul McLean says some of the criticism Raylene Castle copped is bullying. He'll take over as interim chief executive until a replacement can be found. He says Castle has been harshly dealt with.
I think in a normal circumstance, without the things that have happened in the last 2 years, some of the unwarranted criticisms and bullying, I think it might have been a different scenario. But at the end of the day, the board has to make a decision about how the game can progress.
And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.